The Grammy Awards are likely to be delayed, according to a report. BTS's Jin is shocked at the cost of his designs, and a judge dismisses the Nirvana baby lawsuit. It's Tuesday, January 4th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. The 64th annual Grammy Awards could be postponed or moved to an outdoor venue due to the risk posed by the Omicron variant, according to reports. A Billboard cited multiple unnamed sources as saying it is looking likely that the January 31st show at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles will be pushed to a later date. Following the Billboard report, Page Six claimed that producers were looking at holding the Grammys in the open-air Hollywood Bowl. A spokesperson for the Recording Academy, which stages the Grammys, said that no decision had been made. Last year's Grammys was scheduled for January 31st at what is now Crypto.com Arena, but with weeks to go, the show was scaled down and moved March 14th at the Los Angeles Convention Center due to COVID-19. Nominations for this year's Grammys were announced in November. BTS fans who think $127 is too much to pay for a pair of pajamas are in good company. In a social media post on Monday, Jin admitted that the price of his items in the artist-made collection by BTS were surprisingly high. "I did ask for them to use a nice material for the pajamas," he wrote in a Weverse post, according to several translations, "but even I was shocked at the price." The merchandise from the BTS label launched with two styles of pajamas, as well as $73 pillows. Items from each of the other six members will debut in the coming weeks. A lawsuit over the photo on Nirvana's 1991 album Nevermind was dismissed by a judge on Monday. Spencer Eldon, who was a naked baby on the cover, filed a lawsuit in August alleging that the band exploited him. He sought at least $150,000 US each from Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic, as well as Courtney Love, who is the executor of Kurt Cobain's estate. On December 22nd, lawyers representing the surviving members of Nirvana and the estate of Kurt Cobain filed a motion to have the case tossed, claiming Eldon spent three decades profiting from his celebrity as a self-anointed Nirvana baby. They also claimed that the 10-year statute of limitations of a civil claim has expired. Judge Fernando M. Olligan of the U.S. District Court in Central California dismissed the case with leave to amend after Eldon's lawyers missed a December 30 deadline to file rebuttal to the motion to dismiss. Eldon has until January 13th to refile his complaint. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. For more music news, visit iHeartRadio.ca, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts for more music news every day. And thanks for listening.